Oh, come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and you were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. All right, everybody, we are back to continue our journey through the Book of Revelations, as I promised. Now, today's session is simply praise and worship revelation. Gospel House Reigns with Sister Poochie, everybody. This probably, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with me teaching the Book of Revelation. There might be a lot of Gospel House Reigns shows until I'm done, but we will see. But important part is that you've joined me, that we are calling on the Holy Spirit to come down and open our eyes, open our hearts, open our minds, open our souls, so we can receive the Word of God. Amen? Amen. All right, everybody, grab your Bibles. And while you're at grabbing your Bibles, grab a pen and a piece of paper or whatever you have to take notes with. And also, don't forget that we have a free smartphone app. And that smartphone app has a full-length Bible that is also audible. If you don't speak or, you know, read English very well, it will dictate it to you. You can set a reading schedule. You can set all kind of things in this Bible app. So if you don't have a physical Bible, we have provided a free access to a Bible for everybody in the world. So download that free smartphone app at jhom.org, everybody. All right. You got your Bibles? Okay. Now, like I said, the book of Revelations is really, really detailed and deep and can be confusing with all of the illustrations. You have to remember that John was given a vision of what would happen at the end. And he is trying to describe the things of God using human terms. So a lot of times when we read things and we begin to imagine physically what that could look like, it can be scary when you're talking about, you know, things with wings, and the wings have eyes, and eyes are all over. You know, we depict things like that in horror movies. You know, we all get scared, like, But you have to understand that the reason that, you know, God is talking about living creatures with eyes all over and things, so they can see. God is the all-knowing God, okay? The devil is not all-knowing. The devil has one playbook, okay? God is the all-knowing God. He sees everything from every angle, everything. So anything that's of God that he's equipping to watch, he has eyes all over. Don't be afraid of the illustrations. Embrace them. Remember, we're talking about the almighty, all-powerful creator of all things in the ocean. If you look at some of the creatures that we see every day are, you know, it's like, whoa, you know, God, you know, so God can go there. He can do whatever he wants. All right, now that we have that premise, I hope you have your Bibles by now. I was giving you a little chance. Let's dive into the Word of God. Now, I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come and counsel us and teach us. Now, the last show, I taught you about the seven spirits of God. Those seven spirits of God are actually part of the Holy Spirit. They're not separate. They are part of the entity, the Holy Spirit. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. The seven spirits of God are within the Holy Spirit. I want to review those seven spirits. To learn about those seven spirits, re-listen to last week's show. Okay, the seven spirits of God is the spirit of wisdom. That's so you will know what's going on. The spirit of the Lord. That's so you would have the almighty power with you at all times. The spirit of understanding. That's so you will understand the things that are going on, even though they appear differently. The spirit of counselor, that spirit that's going to come and advise you and guide you and lead you. The spirit of power, you have that because of who sent the spirits. The spirit of knowledge, knowing what's right and wrong, which just knowing. The spirit of the fear of the Lord, to be completely in awe. To can be shaken and trembling, just in awe. Oh my God, I'm going to fall down and bow and worship you just at the sight of you because of who you are. The spirit of fear of the Lord, the spirit, oh God. Again, go listen to the other shows. I give you Bible verses to emphasize those. Those spirits are things that will help us be victorious because it gives us the edge. It gives us the edge over the devil. All those spirits, there's not anything scary about those spirits. Those spirits are bountiful, wisdom, understanding, power, knowledge. Meaty stuff. Okay, so now we've called on the Holy Spirit. We ask the Holy Spirit to release those seven spirits within the entity of the Holy Spirit. Now, we need to understand that in Daniel, it was plainly said who and why we're doing this. Who for and why we're doing this. Daniel 7, chapter, the 14th verse says, and to him, the Messiah, who was given domain, which is supreme authority, glory, and a kingdom, that all the people, nations, and speakers of every language should serve and worship him. His domain is an everlasting domain, which will not pass away. And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. Now, Daniel's told us of this. Daniel 7, chapter the 14th verse. Daniel told us of this, that, you know, Jesus, who's our Messiah, he's going to be given the domain is the world. He's going to be given that. And every person in the world, it doesn't matter what color you are, where you're from, what language you speak, we all are going to be worshiping him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess. We're all going to be worshiping him. We're all part of the church, the body of Christ. So remember, that's who it's getting worship throughout the rest of this lesson. Now let's go to Revelations. And now we're going to be reading from the fourth in the fifth chapter of Revelations. All of four and all of five. And we went through part of five last lesson, so it will be a review. But let's press on. Now, this is John describing the scene in heaven, what was going on in heaven as he was realizing where he was and what was happening. Revelations 4, fourth chapter, I start with the first verse. After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice, which I heard, like the sound of a war trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. At once I was in special communication with the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there appeared like a jasper stone and a sardius stone. And encircling the throne was a rainbow that looked like an emerald. 24 thrones surrounded the throne, and seated on these thrones were 24 elders dressed in white with crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumbling sounds and peals of thunder. Seven lamps of fire were burning in front of the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne, there was something like a sea of large expanse of glass, like the clearest crystal. In the center and around the throne were four living creatures who were full of eyes in front and behind, seeing everything and knowing everything that is around them. The first living creature was like a lion. The second creature like a calf or ox. The third creature had a face of a man. And the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes all over and within, underneath their wings and everything. And day and night, they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the omnipotent, the ruler of all, who was and who is to come, the unchanging, external, eternal God. Whenever the living creatures gave glory and honor and thanksgiving to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever and ever. And they threw down their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive the glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and because of you, of your will, they exist and were created and brought into being." I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, closed and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel announcing with a loud voice, "Who is worthy, having the authority and the virtue to open the scroll and to break the seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could do it." I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the seal or look into it. Then one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look closely. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome and conquered. He can open the scroll and break the seven seals. He has triumphed." And there, between the throne with the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb, who was Christ, standing, bearing scars and wounds, as though it had been slain, with seven horns, which represent complete power, and with seven eyes, which represent complete knowledge, which are the seven spirits of God, who have been sent on duty into all the earth. And he came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, who is Christ, each one holding a harp and a golden bowl full of fragrant incense, which are prayers of the saints, God's people, fragrant incense. And they sang a new song of glorious redemption, saying, "Worthy and deserving are you to take the scroll and break its seals. For you were slain, sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased people for God, for every tribe and every language and people and nations. You have made them to be a kingdom, a royal subject, and priests of our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the voices of the living creatures and the elders, and a number myriad of myriads and thousands of thousands. Now we're talking about innumerable, immeasurable, thousands of thousands of people saying in a loud voice, "Worthy and deserving is the Lamb that was sacrificed and received power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessings." And I heard every created thing that is in heaven or on earth or underneath the earth or in the sea or everything that is in them, saying all together, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and domain forever and ever." And the four living creatures kept saying, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever and ever. You know, the revelation of praise. We need to understand the scene in heaven. When God, they were around God's throne, and we talk about Jesus being there and the 24 elders being there and the four living creatures. Now, notice the four living creatures constantly praised, constantly said, "Holy, holy, holy," because they were addressing God. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the Almighty, the omnipotent, the ruler of all, who was, who is, and who is to come." Who was the God we were talking about in the Old Testament? The God that is now and the God that's going to be. He's unchanging. He's the same God. In Christ, our Savior is receiving honor and worship and glory and praise for who he is, because he's worthy enough to open the scroll, and he was slain for our sins. He was slain. So, the angels even exalt the Lamb at this point. So, John is trying to get your mind, if you close your eyes, he's trying to get you to imagine how it is when all of us are going to be praising and worshiping God in Christ at the same time. Now, this is something that is required of us to do. This is not an option. This is every person will praise and worship at the sight of God or Christ. The same thing applies now. When you are getting these revelations, you're asking the Holy Spirit to show up, you need to praise and worship. People have always asked me about the dance breaks on the shows. Why do we have dance breaks on the shows, Pat? And the reason we have dance breaks on the show is it has been 16 years of stopping having focused, purposeful praise and worship. If we want to know why God even created us, that's what we have to look at. Why did he create us? He created us to praise and worship him. We serve no other purpose. He waited to the end of the creating the universe to even create us. He didn't need our help at all. At all. So we have to remember that we will automatically in our spirit praise and worship God when we see him. But the problem is we don't see him, so we need to get spiritual. And this is what all of this is all about. When you're listening to the dance breaks, when I'm asking you to meditate on this, I'm asking you to start visualizing. I'm asking you to start getting spiritual. It is not a physical thing. This is all a spiritual thing. This is all a spiritual thing. So it's important that with that spiritual awareness, we do it with all our heart, we do it with all our might, and we do it with all our soul. Period. We can't half do this. You can't half serve the Lord. It's just not showing up and going to church. Do you praise and worship him constantly? Do you have reason to praise and worship him? And it's just not saying glory be to God every once in a while. We're talking about all out, full out praise and worship. These angels in heaven, the 24 elders, they praised and worshiped and gave him accolades. Gave him complete accolades. You know? And we have to do the same thing. We are a royal priesthood. We are. When Jesus brought us with as a ransom with his blood, we became royalty. Now, the pomp and circumstance we do when we do royalty on earth, we need to magnify that 10 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times. Remember who you are, and because of who you are, this is a built-in requirement for you to do. And if you do it, you will find out that you find joy. Why do you find so much joy during the dance breaks? Or when you listen to any gospel music, when you're singing and praising to the Lord? Because he is so pleased. He is pouring down joy on you. You want joy and happiness? Praise the Lord. That's the situation. You know why? Because that's why he made us. I want everyone to remember 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 9th verse. Remember, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into a wonderful light. He called you out of darkness into the light so that you can join with the elders, the angels, the living creatures in that glorious time where every nation will praise and worship together the one who did it all. The great I am and our Savior. Long live them. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We will always have praises on our lips. And with that, we're going to start praising him. We're going to roll into the dance break now. Now, these dance breaks are a little long, but there's so much information that I'm giving. So much that's being revealed. And again, we're going to review. This show was to get us into practice of praising and worshiping wholeheartedly. Getting into the spirit. Because this is spirit. God looks for those who worship him in spirit and truth. God is not human. You need to be able to summon the Holy Spirit, ask for the 7 spirits of God within the Holy Spirit, and let your mind go. Let your thoughts go. Just listen to what the words are saying, the beats, and praise them. And see what happens. It's the most powerful thing you can do. Praise him until the blessings come down, guys. All right, let's go. Let's get into this, everybody. Get up, get up, get up. Again, listen for the message within the mix. It's a ministry within itself. All right, here's the 24 Elders mix by Sister Pucci. Now sit back, because this is about 45 minutes. But again, ain't he worth it? Ain't he worth 45 minutes of your time? He worth it for mine. Let's go.
Dance break with Chicago's very own Sister Pucci. Mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go, Pastor.
Feel the Holy Ghost. Deep down down inside, deep down inside your soul.
Holy, holy,
come on, come on, holy, come on, come on,
holy,
come on, 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 come on,
holy, holy, holy,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come
on. Holy. Holy.
Holy. No, no, no.
Holy. Holy.
I can feel him come. I can feel him come. Do you feel him?
Coming down.
Coming down. Coming down. Coming down. Coming down. Coming down. We're down. Do you,
holy,
do you feel it?
Holy,
can you feel it coming?
Holy, way, way down.
Coming to save them now. Coming to save the children now. Coming to save them now. Yes! Whoa! Wait, 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 down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
Do you feel it? Can you feel it coming?
Way, way down.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. You can do it. Why don't you come on down? Come on down. Come on down. Coming to save the children now. No, 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 no. Way, way, way down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Come on, come on, come on, come on down. Yeah. Yeah. Woo!
With Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go, Pastor!
We'll be right back.
Poochie, and here we go.
If I ever need to know, I
Mixologist. This is the world of Sisto Pucci.
Every nation, let's get up, let's praise him like he said we should. Let's go!
This is your prime time DJ, Sister Poochie.
Thank you. don't need to hide no more.
You're not afraid. Lift up your head and sing along.
Lift up your head.
Come on, lift him up. Lift him up.
Dance break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
Don't know what he's done for me. He came in my life and he set me free. Took all my pains and all of my sins. He died for me so I can live again. I should have been down on my knees and thanking him for everything he's done for me. Thinking you would find he's the king of all time.
Saints.
hit after hit. This DJ will never quit. It's Sister Poochie.
And these are your favorite gospel tracks.
Favorite gospel tracks.
Lord have mercy, y'all. yourself. Get from behind the wheel. Get from behind the wheel. Get from behind the wheel. Hey, hey, let go. Let go. I just want you to get from behind the wheel. 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 Just let.
That's right. Get out of the way. Get in the back seat. Let Jesus drive and let God do his work. Okay. We cannot be afraid of the end days, Christians, saints. We can't. It's a joyous time. Don't you want to be among the multitudes and multitudes and multitudes that will be singing and praising the great I Am and our Lord and Savior on that glorious time, doing that glorious time, praising them day and night, all the time, nonstop. This kind of joy, dance breaks all the time. Sister Poochie Prop, I'm asking Jesus, I want a special heavenly dance floor so I can do my mixes. Up in heavens, because I love praising the Lord. It brings joy, it brings direction, it brings centeredness, and most of all, it irritates the devil and it makes him flee, because we're calling God and Jesus on the scene. He knows he can't win against those two. He can only manipulate us. So cover yourself in the armor of God. Cover yourself with the Holy Spirit. We have the tools to survive. Keep your mind steadfast on this fact. You're on the winning team. Now, let's be the holy cheerleaders that we are and praise and worship and praise and worship and praise and worship. And on that note, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings, everybody. Peace, love, and blessings. Keep praising them. That's all I can say. Let's praise them until forever and ever and ever. Because that's what we're going to be doing. All right, here we go.